recorded, as is everything tonight. And you can go back to the... You ready? And, you know, he would. He'd put his shirt on and act like he's among decent people. Thelma would say, you young ladies right there in the first row, you put your feet down on the floor and act like you're young ladies. And they would. So if you feel the spirit of Thelma tonight telling you what to do, just go ahead and do it, okay? Because Thelma was pretty much always right. Gabe Valla went to the second Doc Watson Festival. Actually, it's not called the Doc Watson Festival, is it? It's named after his son, Merle. He went to the second one, and he said that he was just sitting there in the audience, minding his own business, when one of his friends got up and signed him up for the very
golden gambler. I've gambled all around. Whenever I meet with deck cards, I lay my money down. Lay my money down. Lay my money down. I had not been in London many more weeks than three. Fell in love with her little girl. She fell in love with me. Fell in love with me. Fell in love with me. Well, she took me to a parlor and she called me with a pen. Whispered low to her mother, dear, I love this gambling man. Love this gambling man, love this gambling man. Now, mama, hold her mama, please try to understand. If you ever see me coming back, I'll be with the gambling man. With the gambling man, with the gambling man. Where we ramble till we landed in Spain. I met up with a gambler and I got in a poker game. Got in a poker game, got in a poker game. We put our money in a hat, dealt the cards around. Caught him dealing from the bottom of the deck and shot the gambler down. Shot the gambler down, shot the gambler down. In a jailhouse, I got a number, not a name. That warden said it, slam the door, you gambled your last game. Hey boy, you gambled your last game, gambled your last game.
Thank you. Thank you. Can we have a little bit more vocal monitor just all around, please?
And me too, and Mike too, and banjo can actually go down a hair.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to do several songs here that we got on our tape, and our first tape, and we're hoping to make another one pretty soon. This next one is also, I think all these first three here are on that. So if you like them, you need a tape real bad. Come see us after the show and get one. T-shirts, and we'll be happy to sign a picture for you or whatever else you'd like to see. Anyway, let her rip, Tater Chip.
I'm lonely and blue, my tears fall for you, like a river running through my heart. It runs deep and wide like the shifting of the tides. Tell me why, dear, did we have to part?
my heart in two. You found somebody new.
Well, you left me here behind, hurting and crying.
Well, I've lost you, I'm lonely and blue.
Your love burned for me, I was happy as could be. Now I wander on the streets alone at night. I lost my will to live, I've got nothing left to give. Now you're gone and I'll have to pay the price.
You broke my heart in two. We found somebody new.
Well, you left me here behind, and crying.
Well, I've lost you, I'm lonely and blue. I'm lonely and blue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to switch keys a little bit here. Let me, it's a good time to tell you who everybody is up here. To my left, playing the fiddle, from Boynton Beach, Florida, wherever that is, that's Mr. Timmy Higgins. On my far right, down there on the end with the mandolin, one of the best mandolin players you'll hear anywhere, the Hey Hira Hot Dog himself, Mr. Greg Turner. Standing next to him with the big upright bass fiddle.
Not tonight.
Not tonight. Well, anyway, that's the Mississippi Melon. I just made that one up. Mr. Mike Hyde. Standing next to him in that beautiful shirt he has on. Fresh from appearances overseas on the latest world tour. The artist formerly known as Prince.
I love you too, baby.
I had to say that. He's our the superstar of the band, Mr. Gabe Valla.
All right. Over here playing banjo. Got my good buddy Scott Anderson. We're going to do a tune here called Cold Sheets of Rain.
Lightning flashing, hear the thunder roar. Somewhere on the dark side of town, the baby's with the new love. The wind is howling low. Should be with her right now, but these cold sheets of rain pour down. Is my love safe and warm? Where is she sleeping now? Cold sheets of rain pouring down.
Well, I worry so about her. She's afraid of storms. I don't know
baby needs a lover to keep her safe and warm. Someone who's patient and kind. But these cold sheets of rain pour down. Is my love safe and warm? Where is she sleeping now? Cold sheets of rain pour down. Well, these cold sheets of rain pour down. Is my love safe and warm? Where is she sleeping now? Cold sheets of rain pour down. Cold sheets of rain pour down.
Thank you. Okay. We got one little guy up here who has a front row seat. You can't get close. I have a little green tree frog on my microphone here. Probably hurting his ears, too. Okay. This next tune here is a real pretty tune that we had heard, a couple of us had done for a long time, and we done it a completely different way. And we think it turned out to be a real pretty tune. We're going to get Gabe up here to sing it for you. Not like that. It's called Old Carolina.
I was foolish go and leave her. For I had Roman on my mind. And if I ever get out of the city and old Carolina, I'll be found.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We've got time for about one more here, but before we go, we'd sure like to thank all the folks at the festival here for having us. And, of course, this is a tribute to Doc, and we're just so pleased to be up here, and we'd just like to say thank you, Doc, for all the years of the great music you've given to us. Okay, we'll do this one more here, get Greg to pick a Larry Rice tune for you. And y'all come back and see us over here to the side of the stage if anybody would like a tape or a t-shirt or anything. Again, we are Endless Highway. We enjoyed having being able to play for y'all. Hope y'all have liked it too. We can only hope you have, anyway. So anyway, till next year or whenever you can see us again, we'll look forward to it. Let her go, Greg.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good night.
Endless Highway. That is the definition of cooking, huh? Well, if it were all over now, it would have been worth it, wouldn't it? But, yes it would, but it's not over. And while the stage is being set for Doc Watson to come out, got a treat for you. We've been talking about the telling of stories all weekend. And this puts us in mind of Gamble Rogers, about the finest storyteller I ever heard. Truly a member of the White Springs Pantheon until we had him swim away from us a few years ago. So somebody has set up a tape of Gamble telling a story, so that appeared in your program. And this tape is about 7 minutes long. And I'm not sure exactly what to do to get that tape started, but I'm sure somebody knows. Here's a friend of mine, a friend of many of yours, Gamble Rogers.
There is nothing left to do to sing a hymn of praise to one of the most seldom celebrated groups of American heroes, men for whom the noble concepts of free determination, personal integrity, and native ingenuity are as natural as breathing. I'm speaking, of course, of the commercial fishermen of Big Lake George. Early of an a.m. when the pellucid atmosphere about the perimeter of the big water is the color of gunmetal gray tinctured with burgundy wine, and gossamer streamers of sunlight shaft skyward through the palmetto and cypress fringe, and the noble blue heron and the sassy anhinga leave the sanctity of the rookery in search of sustenance. You can hear these waterborne good old boys whipping over the lake, each one sitting tall in his 40-year-old flat-bottom paint-flake plywood fishing skiff. The bow piled high with crab traps, trot lines, and fish weirs. He got a Winchester saddle gun. If he catches some jackleg rustling his fish traps, he'll perforate his sorry carcass and sink him in the sanctified waters of the mystic lake. For he flat do not give a damn. I can see him now sitting tall at the helm of his noble craft, whipping over the Florida waters, 93 miles an hour, his mouth a thin white line, flared nostrils. He sees shit. He don't care. I used to think these old boys caught lots of crabs and fish to buy a big old rig like that. But that was before I had met Agamemnon Jones. It must have been about time I was 13 years old, progging around in front of Arendelle's loading ramp, the Purina store. Agamemnon Jones whips up to the curb, pulling his boat behind his Dodge Club Cab pickup truck. You know the Dodge Club? That's the stretch version of your common pickup, so you can carry two gun racks. He opened the door. He eased down in my direction, a symphony of pastoral gracefulness. And I knew, even in these my salad days, that I was gazing upon the very apotheosis of cracker chic. Even though certain apostatists and disbelievers out in Bean Creek persist in referring to him as the head redneck. And why not? Just yesterday I was by his house. He had a Learjet up on concrete blocks in his front yard. I said, Agamemnon, you must catch right smart of crabs and fish to buy a big old rig like that. He said, Gamble, I didn't get that outboard motor catching no crabs. And that's where the second part of the tale began. Winding out of the Georgia Piedmont, a magnificent magic carpet of concrete is Interstate 75. It bores relentlessly southward, splits the sovereign beauty of Florida asunder, snakes through the land of Ocklawaha toward the greatest commercial concession ever articulated in the entrepreneurial visionings of modern mankind, a veritable monument to the legacy of Mickey Mouse, Disney World. Disney World, a $3.6 billion jukebox in the honky-tonk of life. And down this road every day, you've got 39,000 native sons of our proud American soil coming to reaffirm their frontier heritage according to the doctrine of Donald Duck. Here comes the average American tourist in his Winnebago camper. Got two Yamaha trail bikes on the front bumper. Got an old town canoe lashed to the left side. Got four snowmobiles and a satellite dish on the roof. Pair of L.L. Bean polypropylene snowshoes crossed on the back door. And he's towing a Ranger fiberglass bass boat. He got an Evan Rude V4 star flat outboard motor. He got Savage Anschutz 22 rifle, Shakespeare fishing rod, Zebco spinning reels, Uncle Josh pork rind, Bill Russell quail boots. He got Coleman double metal lantern, sleeping bags, pup tents, pack frames inside the motorhome, Monogahyde upholstery, shag carbon, Marantz FM tuners, a Panasonic television set, a Great Dane dog, and 2.6 children. And he is sitting tall in the cab of his motorized Conestoga wearing a shirt, which is of itself a polyester shantung metastasizing hibiscus disaster. The left elbow dangling insouciantly over the driver's side door panel upon which is graven in Gothic script the immortal legend Bumstead and Dottie Slife. S-L-I-F-E, and in parentheses, that's life with a big S. He turned to a little bride, he said, "Tussle bug, we are the great, the chosen cosmic consumers. Mama, we're packing everything we'll ever need right here on our backs." They got down to the Ocklawaha Bridge at Bean Creek, and they run into a 74-mile traffic jam backed all the way up from the gate of Disney World. And a solid phalanx of pilgrims swelters into Florida sunlight, and a malodorous mantle of carbon monoxide diffuses itself abroad over the spine of the land of flowers. But this man is up for any contingency. He say, "Baby cakes, let us take advantage of this unseemly hiatus and go fishing." So they put the boat in the river and set out trolling with 7,400 other pilgrims. Walk across the water on outboard motors. Just pick out the Johnsons. Ain't nobody caught a fish in that part of the river for 20 years or too many pilgrims. The game commission come down there twice a year with a truck with a stainless steel tank on the back full of baby brim, shell cracker, perch, bass. They commit those babies to the bosom of the waters to live and proliferate. 5 minutes later, every mother's son of those fish is up on Interstate 75 hitchhiking back to Valdosta where they can survive in the water. The last man to catch fish in that part of the Ocklawaha River was Agamemnon Jones. Came down there with a fishing lure he had made in his own garage out of stainless steel. It was an exact replica of one of those tanks the baby fish grew up in. He took home a boatload of fish. They troll down the river. They get out to the big water. Here's one of these commercial fishermen of Big Lake George. He's in his hook-nosed skipjack. He's got his foot up on the gunnel. He's got his transistor radio hooked onto a rusty nail tuned into WCKY. Listening to Merle Haggard sing, "It's not love, but it's not bad." And he is whittling out a minute, functional wood chain out of an Ohio blue tip match with a K-bar knife. He looks up, he sees a pilgrim coming, he says, "Shit." The next thing you know, one of those pilgrims insults the appearance of the fisherman's old boat, and the next thing he knows, he's racing that good old boy, pink slip for pink slip, title for title, boat for boat. The sun goes down on Ocklawaha. The noble blue heron and the sassy anhinga return satiated to the sanctity of the rookery. And the commercial fishing fleet returns to the docks at Snipes Ford. Each one of those good old boys packing 2 pounds of perch, 4.5 pair of frog legs, and towing 26 of those Ranger bass boats with the Evan Rude V4 star flight outboard motor. Good people, It's business as usual around Neon Leon's live bait livery and marine laundry. And that's the truth.
And that was Gamble Rogers. Tom Ellis, I have a tape for you backstage. I don't know anybody who is not a Doc Watson fan, but I don't know anybody who's a bigger Doc Watson fan than Jen Milner. That's the reason I've asked her to come out here and introduce him. Jen Milner?
Oh, I have to ask Cousin Thelma's forgiveness for appearing on the main stage in shorts. I am so honored to be able to do this. I can scarcely speak, which is unusual for me. But I've had a chance to talk just a little bit with Doc Watson, and I'm not at all surprised to find that he's a very nice human being. And I think you're about to hear one of the best pickers who ever came down the road. So put your hands together and welcome Doc Watson with Jack Lawrence.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to...
As soon as we get the little technical things out of the way, we'll get right into the picking and grinning.
All right, you can bring that fullback channel up, please. A little more. Just a hair more, and maybe a little more on the vocals up here, too, please. Perfect on the fullback. Now bring the vocals up. And
check, one, two, one, two, one, two. Check, 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 check. A little more on this one. Check, check, check. One, two. Whoa.
And here, I think we're ready to go here.
Brighten me up a little. That's all it needs. Thank you, Jackson. Thank you. Welcome to the Florida Folk Festival. I don't know what they call it, but anyway, that's what I call it. Glad you're here. And I hope I knocked one out of coming out here, Jack. I might warn you folks that I'm just as informal right here sitting in this chair on this stage as I would be at my house, so you'll have to put up with that. If I have to be formal, I'll have to go home. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, won't you make it down, make it soft and low. And then maybe my good gal, she won't know. I'm going up the country through the sleet and snow. Going up the country through that sleet and snow. I'm going up the country through that sleet and snow. Ain't no telling just how far I'll go. Get my breakfast here and my dinner in Tennessee. Get breakfast here and dinner in Tennessee. Gonna get my breakfast here, get my dinner in Tennessee. I told you I was coming, so you better look for me. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, won't you make it down, make it soft and low. And then maybe my good gal, she won't know. What do you think about it, Jack?
Thank you.
can't lay down on your bed. Honey, I can't lay down on that bed. No, sweet thing, I can't lay down across your pretty bed. Cause my good woman, she might kill me dead. And don't you let my good gal catch you here. Hey, don't you let my good gal catch you. If you do, she may shoot you. She might cut and stop you too. Ain't no telling what that woman might do. Won't you make me down a pallet on your floor? Make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, make it down, make it soft and low. Then baby, my good gal, she won't know. Sleeping my back and shoulders tired. The way I've been sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. Yeah, the way I've been sleeping on this pallet, my back and shoulders tired. I think I'll turn and try sleeping on my side. Yes, I will. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Yeah, honey, won't you make it down and make it soft and low? And then maybe my good gal, she won't know. Let's pick it together, son. Oh yeah, make me down a pallet on your floor. Hey, make me down a pallet on your floor. Honey, make it over close behind that door. Make it where your good man will never go. I'm going to mix a little traditional in with later versions of some of the old songs tonight, and I might even find a couple of songs off the Dockabilly album in a few minutes. The ones that two guitar players can get away with. Somebody says, are you going to do all the Dockabilly album? I said, God, no, we ain't got the whole crew here. There were six people on most of the songs at one time on that record, so I don't believe we can make the sound six fellas do.
I don't think so.
I think I sprung a wire, Jack. Wait a second. Yeah, I did. Get away from here, Bugs. You remember Little Sadie?
Oh, okay, yeah.
One night for to make a little round, I met a little Sadie and I shot her down. I went back home and I got in my bed, a 44 pistol under my head. I got up the next morning at 9:30. The hacks and the buggies all standing in a line. The gents and the gamblers standing all around, taking little Sadie to a burying ground. Then I began to think of what a deed I'd done. I grabbed my hat and away I run. Made a good run, but a little too slow. They overtook me in Jericho. Sheriff from Thomasville. He says, young man, ain't your name Brown? Remember the night you shot Sadie down? I said, yes, sir, my name is Lee, and I murdered little Sadie in the first degree. The first degree and the second degree, and if you got any papers, won't you read them to me? Took me downtown, dressed me in black. They put me on the train and carted me back. They crammed me back in that Thomasville jail, and I had no money for to pay my bail. Give me one more there. had the papers in his right hand. His right hand. 41 days, 41 nights, 41 years to wear the ball and the stripes. Well, that was a ballad and a sort of a blues put together. Now we're going to do you a real blues. Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry, I guess, were my favorite blues team that you could name. There's Cephas and Wiggins, of course, now that come to the Merle Watson Festival up at Wilkesboro, that are a doggone good blues team in their own right. Let's do Sonny and Brownie's Stranger Blues. Jack, what do you think?
That's great.
2, 3, 4. Well, I'm a stranger here. I just blow in your town. Yes, I'm a stranger here. Just blow in your town. Just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me around. Well, sometimes I wonder why some people treat a stranger so. Yes, sir. Sometimes I wonder why some people treat a stranger so. Can't find a place to stay. Just go from door to door. All right. Well, I'm a stranger here. I just blowed in your town. Yes, I'm a stranger here. I just blowed in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me around. I'm gonna ride home to Daddy to send up my railroad fare. I heard that, Jack. Yeah. I'm gonna ride home to Daddy to send up my railroad fare. And boy, if he can't send it, well, I don't mind walking there. Well, I'm a stranger here. I just blowed in your town. Yes, I'm a stranger here. I just blowed in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me round. Talk me round. Jackson, for them guitar pickers that's out there, let's mean you chase away the blues and let me get them skeeters out of my hair and then we'll... biting me on my noggin, it ain't quite bald yet. They keep that up and won't have none left. And now, folks, from Charlotte, North Carolina, let's welcome Brother Jack Lawrence and see what he might have to say. You got the mic,
howdy,
Jack.
Howdy, folks. Howdy. Howdy. Let's see here. You know, I think we ought to do a train song. We haven't really done a train song this set, have we?
No, we haven't.
You know, I think this crowd could become as one if we all just held hands and let our mantra be Grandpa Jones.
Eh?
You know, Grandpa, I'm sorry, I'm still in the wrong decade. Grandpa Jones has been around for many years doing his own special brand of country music. He became Grandpa Jones probably when he was about 28 years old.
He really doing, did. Yeah,
doing,
he did.
Doing radio back in the 30s. And he did some great stuff with Bradley Kincaid as part of his band. In fact, the boots that Grandpa wears on stage, Bradley Kincaid gave to him back in the 30s, and he's worn them on every performance since.
I bet he's fumigated them a time or two since.
Well, I would hope so. I would hope so. He also did some great stuff with the Dillmore Brothers as the Browns Ferry Four.
And with Merle Travis?
And with Merle Travis, right, as part of the Browns Ferry Four. Great stuff. This is an old train song called Eastbound Freight Train. Lonesome for my hometown. Seems I never was so far away. Now I can hear that freight train a-blowing. I'll be gone before the break of day. I'll have to quit my daily rambling. So tonight I'm going to start my journey back. Sitting on the top of an old
boxcars sailing down that silvery stream of time. Eastbound freight train, eastbound freight train, take me home again. Eastbound freight train, eastbound freight train, let me stay till the end. From my hometown, I'll never leave again to roam. I know that I was born to wander, but I'm gonna stick around my home. I can see the smoke rolling out of that old smokestack, sitting on the top of an old boxcar, sailing down that silvery stream of track. Eastbound freight train, eastbound freight train, take me home again. Eastbound freight train, eastbound freight train, let me stay till the end.
Get hot now, son.
Eastbound freight train, take me home again. Eastbound freight train, eastbound freight train, let me stay till the end. Let me stay till the end.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. We're gonna play a tune that I made up. You know, there seems to be some question about it, at least to one particular lady. Doc and I were in the great green state of Vermont. Oh, it's been 8 or 9 years ago, maybe. And this woman came to me after the set, and she said, you know, you played this song, played this tune. I'm curious, is that a real tune or just something you made up? Yes, folks, she was out there. And I was crestfallen. Yes, crestfallen and heavily laden with the burden of deciding whether or not my tune was real. So after several pregnant, ponderous moments and allowing to her as to how I certainly hoped it was both, I started thinking a little more deeply about the matter. And I came to the conclusion that there is no reason I should be burdened with that responsibility.
Well, of course not.
It should be up to the listener whether or not the tune is real. Of course, depending on how that said listener survived the 60s. You know, they didn't affect me. Affect me. Affect me.
I got through it somehow, Jack.
So anyway, you know, I mean, that spectrum of reality could be rather broad. So I'm going to leave it up to you, the listener, as to whether or not this tune is real. It's called 10 Miles to Deep Gap. And I made it up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I haven't told you a folk tale yet, and this one is rather modern. Well, it's about folks, though. Here's an elderly couple went in for their yearly physical. The old boy was about 88, and his lady fair was a couple of years younger. The good family doctor checked him out, and he said, "Friend," he said, "I'll tell you something. You are the healthiest specimen for a man 88 years old that I have ever examined in my life. I can't believe this." And he said, "Yeah, Doc, the good Lord's been good to me. All of my life I've been able to work and had a good job, and I've had a good woman to live with, and we've raised some fine children." "Well," he said, "you have been blessed because you still have good health." Well, he went on out, and the lady came in for her examination, and when the doctor checked her over, he said, "Well, ma'am, you're just as healthy as your husband. I can't believe this. You folks are really lucky." She said, "Yes, I have had a good man to live with. I've been a lucky woman." "He was telling me," he says, the doctor says, "he was telling me how good the good Lord had been to him, that every night when he'd get up to go to the bathroom here lately, the good Lord turned the light on for him." She thought about that a minute and looked at the doctor and said, "Why, that old rascal, when I get him home, I'll kill him. He's been a-peeing in the refrigerator." You know, that's funny enough to have been true. Ken, if you're out there listening, Jim Earp told me that tale about that guy that ran the vacuum cleaner shop in Boone. That's where it came from. He may have invented it, I don't know. Anyway, that's where I got it. I'll tell you one more along those lines, and then I'll tell you folks some little tidbits of truth that happened to me, but first I'll tell you one more tale, and you can take this one for the truth or leave it. I'm not sure, but I heard this one told as about half the truth. So this old boy went to the doctor one morning before he went to work, and he said, "Doc, I got something wrong with my ear." He said, "You know, it's draining something terrible this morning. I don't know what on earth's wrong with it." And the good doctor got that little thing he looks in your ear with, and he poked it in there, and he looked kind of puzzled, and he looked again, and he said, "Well, friend, I hate to tell you this, but you have put a suppository in your ear." The old boy looked at the doctor kind of puzzled for a minute, and he said, "Doc, can I use your phone?" He said, "Sure." He called his wife and said, "Honey, I know where my hearing aid is now." I ain't supposed to laugh about those. But I'm not a very good straight man. I can't keep a straight face and tell those things, because every time I get a good laugh from an audience, they're funny all over again. Anyway, my little great-granddaughter is 12 now. She'll be 13 in September. When she was about 5, I'd been stacking up some wood my brother had hauled in for me so it would dry through the summer to burn in the wood furnace in the winter. And I was really hungry, and I set about a 3-line table, Grace, and she said, "Pa, you should let me pray." And I said, "Well, honey, you go ahead." And she said one that lasted about 3 minutes, I guess, and asked the good Lord right at the end, "Lord, I bless all the lost folks and show them the way home." And I put my arm around her. I said, "Honey, you said a long one, didn't you?" And she kind of was offended the way I said it, I guess, and she said, "It was better than yours." I went to an old-time molasses boiler, and they call them up home where they make sorghum molasses at a neighbor's house, and his little granddaughter was about 7 or 8, and she come and climbed up on old Doc's lap and hugged my neck and said, "Doc Watson, I love you a whole bunch." I said, "Do you, honey?" She said, "Mm-hmm." I said, "Well, now when I get real old and ugly, you still going to love me?" She looked at me kind of silent for a few seconds and said, "I love you now, don't I?" You know, all the songs that Jimmy Rogers wrote weren't blues. He wrote some, he and a, well, I forgot that other guy's name, wrote this song right here. It's called Blue Eyed Jane, and it's not a blues. It's a pretty little love song. And I like to hear old Jack's lead break on this, too, so. The sweetest girl in the world lives in my hometown. We fell in love like turtle doves while the moon was shining down. I asked her then, asked her when the wedding bells would ring. And she said, oh dear, it seems so strange for this to happen here. She's my sugar pound. Oh, to me, she is the sweetest gal. I love her so, my blue-eyed Jane. And when the sun goes down and the shadows creeping over town, she meets me in the lane, my blue-eyed Jane. Say farewell, sweetheart, you know I love you so much more than there's words to tell. But I must go away today, honey, won't you come with me? 'Cause I'm gonna be blue, missing you, longing every day for you, my blue-eyed Jane. Oh, to me, you're the sweetest thing. I love you so, my blue-eyed Jane. And when the sun goes down and the shadows creeping over town, won't you meet me in the lane, my blue-eyed Jane? The sun goes down and the shadows creeping over town, then I'll come home to you, my blue-eyed Jane. Old Jimmy was certainly one of my favorites when it come to blue yodeling or sweet love songs, whatever you could think of. He had a lot of different kinds of music. Most people don't realize how many different kinds of songs he recorded. Ballads, all kinds of things. He recorded a song, he's in the jailhouse now, that's sort of, most people get a chuckle out of some of the lines in it. I don't guess it was too funny for the friend this happened to, though. And knowing Jimmy Rogers, he probably wrote this about something that happened. He's in the jailhouse now. Now, good buddy, if you're on that soundboard back there, when I get ready to yodel on this, get your head back, because something may fly off and kill you. I'm going to see if I can yodel. Let's hope I don't swallow one of these skeeters that keep flying around here. I had a friend named Campbell. He'd cheat and steal and gamble. I guess he tried most everything low down. He was out tomcatting one night. Started a great big fight. And then a policeman came and slapped him down. He's in the jailhouse now. In the jailhouse now. I told him once or twice to quit drinking gin and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Watch out now. Well, old Bill broke out one day. I guess he thought he'd get away. Then at the railroad station, they took him by the arm. The policeman says, I've come for you. And old Bill says, hey, this won't do. Because Bill Campbell never was my name. He's in the jailhouse now. Back in the jailhouse now. Oh, yes, he broke out. But all over town, the fool walked about. He's in the jailhouse now. Take it, Jackson. And she says, have you seen my baby? Well, I told her he was downtown in the can. Little old Sadie, she started fussing. She went right on downtown to cussing. She says, I've come down here to get my man. She's in the jailhouse now. In the jailhouse now. So now you can understand why little old Sadie got thrown in the can. She's in the jailhouse now. Let me see if I can pick one for you. Tuesday, I met a pretty little gal named Susie. I swear she was about the sweetest thing around. She began to spend my money, and then she began to call me honey. We got drunk and thought we're on the town. We're in the jailhouse now. In the jailhouse now. Next day we wanted to go, but that old jailer, he said, no. It's in the jailhouse now. One more time, boys. I don't smoke. I humidity, it's doing pretty good there, buddy. I've got one out. I'll fix it, and then we'll pick, shake, let it rattle and roll if you got the nerve to tackle a break or two on it.
Sure.
We promised them a song out of the Dockabilly album or two. Uh-huh. want your face and hand. Get out of that bed, I want your face and hand. Come out of this kitchen, make some noise with the pots and pans. A little shake, a rattle and roll. Shake, a rattle and roll. Baby, won't shake, a rattle and roll. Shake, a rattle and roll. If you never do nothing to save your doggone soul, let me hear you talk. In a seafood store, like a one-eyed cat peeping in a seafood store. Oh, when I look at you, I know you ain't no child no more. Yeah, you know better, honey. I shake, I rattle and roll. Shake, I rattle and roll, baby. Won't you shake, I rattle and roll. Shake, I rattle and roll. If you never do nothing to save your doggone soul, get loud on that rhythm. The devil in nylon hole. I think to my soul, you're the devil in nylon hole. Well, the harder to work, the faster my money go. I said, shake, I rattle and roll. Shake, I rattle and roll, baby. Won't shake, I rattle and roll. Shake, I rattle and roll. If you never do nothing to save your doggone soul. I miss Marty and Michael Aldridge on Marty Stewart and Michael Aldridge on that. They do a beautiful kind of doubled up break on that. Yeah. You should have done that. While I was singing that last time. Here's a song I'm going to try to get through. Jack, I'll count into it so it won't cause you to lose that little pretty part. Yeah. Remember when this came out, it was a song that Bobby Helms had a big hit on. Huh? No. Not enough to hurt nothing, Jack. You might be a 30 or 64th of a tone. No, you're not. It's tone distortion. Tommy Duncan wrote this song. When he came out, I remember I told Rosalie, my wife, this the other day, and she said, are you sure about that? She was the girl image in this song. This came out in the 50s, and I was a whole lot younger than I am right now, 40-odd years younger. I'm going to tell them how old I am in a minute if I don't quit, Jack.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm 73. It's called Special Angel. I'm going to try to get through this, Jack. I hope I can. Don't mess you up on it. 2, 3, 4. You are my special angel sent from up above. The Lord smiled down on me and sent me an angel to love. You are my special angel, and through eternity I'll have my special special angel near to watch over me. The smile on your lips brings the summer sunshine. Tears in your eyes bring the rain. I feel your touch, I feel your touch. Then I'm in heaven again. You are my special angel, and through eternity I'll have my special angel near to watch over me. Smile on your lips brings the summer sunshine. Tears in your eyes bring the rain. I feel your touch, your warm embrace. Then I'm in heaven again. You are my special angel, and through eternity special angel near to watch over me, near to watch over me. Better do one more, something a little more country oriented. Song I kind of like that Brother Johnny Cash thought up. Said he wrote this backstage at one of the early, much earlier country music shows, the Louisiana Hayride. Some of you may, you folks that have been listening to the radio off and on a few years may remember that show. Well, Jack, mine's a balking on the humidity now. That's close enough for country picking. Let's play it. Train of Love. Train of love's a-coming. Big black wheels are humming. People are waiting at the station. Happy hearts are drumming. Train man, tell me maybe, ain't you got my baby? Ever so often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam. Everybody's baby but mine's coming home. Pick me something, son. Whistle blowing, oh, I got ways of knowing. You keep bringing everybody's lovers while my own keeps going. Old train of love's deceiving. When she's not gone, she's leaving. Ever so often, everybody's baby gets the urge to roam. Everybody's baby, but mine's coming home. Grieving early or late, or sit and wait, because I'm still believing. we'll walk away together, though I may wait forever. Ever so often, everybody's baby gets the urge to roam. Everybody, baby, but mine's coming home, Lord. Everybody, baby, but mine's coming home. I've got a song here that I want to see if I can get everybody out there. I'm going to sing the chorus of it first and listen real careful to the tune. Some of you have heard it before. I'm going to see if I can get you all to join in on this good, happy song on the chorus every time it comes around. And me and the Jackson will sing upon this. Wait, Jack, let's do three more. Let's do Greenville Trussell before we do that.
Okay.
I did half promise somebody we'd do that song, you know. Greenville Trussell was written by an old boy. All right, Donald, behave yourself. This guitar was built by Don Gallagher. I get mad at it, I call it Donald. Greenville Trussell was written by an old boy that lives over near Raleigh, North Carolina, named Jimmy Jett. Jimmy drove a truck for years, a long time there, and he quit driving the truck and went to teaching Spanish, and he writes a few songs on the side. The whistles don't sound like they used to. Lately, not many trains go by. Hard times across the land mean no work for a railroad man. And Greenville Trussell now don't seem so high. Bank, I'd stand with my cane pole in my hand. I'd watch the freight trains up against the sky. That old black smoke trailing back as they moved along the track that runs across that Greenville Trussell High. But the whistles don't sound like they used to. Lately, not many trains go by. Greenville Trussell now don't seem so high. When the lonesome whistles whine, I'd get rambling on my mind. They still sounded that way. As I turned to head for home, she'd rumble low and long toward the sunset at the close of day. But the whistles don't sound like they used to. Lately, not many trains go by. Hard times across the land. Trussell now don't seem so high. No, the Greenville Trussell now don't seem so high. And now that song I want you all to join in on the chorus of is Keep on the Sunny Side of Life, and the chorus goes like this. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all our way if we keep on the sunny side of life. And a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. And though we meet with the dark mist of strife, the sunny side we also may view. Here we go now. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all our way if we keep on the sunny side of life. Crushing hopes that we've cherished so dear. The clouds and storm will in time pass away, and the sun again will shine bright and clear. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all our way if we keep on the sunny side of life. Let us greet with a song of hope each day. Though the moment be cloudy or fair, and let us trust in our Savior all the way. He will keep us, everyone, in His care. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all our way if we keep on the sunny side of life. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure picking for you folks, and we're going to ride home on the Tennessee Stud. Everybody and his brother likes that doggone song. No, I ain't going to play it in E minor, A minor, Jack, or D.
Oh, good.
Doggone you. All right, now. Hit me a D there. Close enough, close enough. When to clap. Along about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. Never would have gone through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on the Tennessee stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. Sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd. Then I rode away on the Tennessee stud. Now you can clap on this part. Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Okay, now. on down into no man's land, across that river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with a Spaniard's foal till I got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and a Kimbler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with us, and I got away on the Tennessee Stud. Poor boy. The Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and he never was a hoss like the Tennessee Stud. I got just as lonesome as a man can be, dreaming of Miguel in Tennessee. And that Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, cause he was a dreaming of a sweetheart too. And I said, easy big fella. So we looked right back across Arkansas. I beat up her brother, then had to slap her paw. What about that? Found that girl with the golden hat, and she was a riding on the Tennessee man. I said, oh boy. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and he never was a hoss like the Tennessee stud. I'm gonna let the guitar sing. Up and side by side, we crossed the mountains and the valleys wide. We came to Big Muddy, then we forded a flood on the Tennessee Mare and the Tennessee Stud. For a little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse coat playing round the door. I love that gal with the golden hair and the Tennessee Stud, love the Tennessee Mare. Man, they was good horses. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and he never wore the horse like the Tennessee stud. Thank you, folks. Good night, and God bless you all.
Doc Watson. It's up to you, Doc. You're the last one. We've got no place to go.
We're going to do a little encore of flat picking here for the guitar pickers. We figured better do just one more. Bless your hearts. You've been awful good to us tonight. Jack, I'll plug that thing in there in a minute, son. Just wait just a minute before you turn the juice to it. It might shock me. Now, boom. Jack, you can tell them what we're going to pick.
Oh, okay. Okay, we're going to do a couple of old fiddle tunes. They're both creek tunes, or actually river tunes. Actually, the first one's called Cross the Big Sandy, or Big Sandy River. And the other one is Salt River, or actually most people know it by Salt Creek. And the way this title came about was back when Bill Monroe was recording back in the early 60s, they were doing both of these tunes, and Bill decided they couldn't have two river tunes on the same record, and so they changed the title of Salt River to Salt Creek. So anyway, the first time I heard it was when I saw Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys when I was, 9 or 10 years old, and I saw Kenny Baker and Bill Keith play
these tunes with Bill Monroe, and that was maybe one of the coolest things I ever experienced. Anyway, we're going to do them for you now. One called, first one called Across the Big Sandy, or Big Sandy River, and then Salt Creek.
Thank you, folks. Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Doc Watson. Doc said that when he got introduced tonight that you could not call him a legend. He's just a man out working to take care of his family. Listen, we're still 24 hours from the end of this festival. Take care of yourselves. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock.